We understand that for one reason or another, people end up with unused or expired medications in their homes. And the message really is to take it back to community pharmacy. But particularly this month, we're doing a medicines amnesty and saying to people who might feel embarrassed about the amount of medication that they've got hoarded away at home that's expired or unused, just bring it in a non-judgmental setting. Bring that medication in. It's absolutely better in the hands of your local community pharmacy team than it is floating around in a cupboard or a drawer at home. It keeps everyone safe, makes sure that we don't have any accidents with children or pets or vulnerable members of the family.
In terms of how it works when you walk into a pharmacy, what will happen?
So if you pop into your pharmacy and just make yourself aware at the medicines counter as you go in to one of the healthcare team that you have some medicines that you'd like to dispose of, and they will take those off of you. They'll ask you a couple of questions just for our own information in terms of whether it was expired, what the reason for that was, just so that we can capture that information and feed it back into the NHS. But they will take that and they will safely dispose of that. What we shouldn't be doing is putting it into the household waste or recycling. That's not safe.
Yeah, and why is that?
Well, because of the medication and the chemicals that are in the medication, what we don't want is we don't want that to end up in landfill or out into our recycling bags where anyone in the community can pick it up. And of course, what we don't want is the medicinal environmental impact and polluting waterways and other ecosystems. So really important that we dispose of it in the right way.
And antibiotics in particular are problematic, aren't they?
We know that there's lots of heightened sensitivity and activity around antimicrobial stewardship, making sure that the antibiotics that we've got work as well as they can for as long as they can. So it's really important that we use those only as prescribed by a prescriber like a GP or a nurse, and make sure that we don't just take them ad hoc because we think it's the right thing to do. We should always seek advice from our GP or prescriber.